Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 41 for the high today. Some of you may or may not have had a chance over the weekend to see the press conference with Mayor Evans, some members of law enforcement, talk about the ongoing theft in this city. And, you know, vandalism when it comes to vehicles.
Yeah, it's been tough.
It seems to be happening almost every night now in different parts of the city. We wanted to get some more answers, ask some questions on what the mayor's office, along with the police, actually plan on doing moving forward. And to help us answer some of these questions is criminal defense attorney Sarah Wesley, who's on the phone with us this morning. Hi, good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Queen.
Last time we had you on with us, we spoke about the car vandalism going on in the city. And it seems almost inevitable at this point, Sarah, that if you live in the city and you don't have a garage or a gated parking, then most likely your car is going to be the target of theft or vandalism. Like, it's the odds of having your window smashed are pretty good. But recently, we see on TV the mayor, who seemed to be extremely frustrated because he's very aware of this issue. He spoke with public defenders on what their game plan is for combating this issue. And I guess we were hoping you can tell us a little more of what the plan is for moving forward and if we can actually expect to see some changes in the near future to just feel safer.
Sure. So it sounds like Mayor Evans is really taking these like nuisance property crimes, which are really affecting people's way of life to heart and trying to do something about it. I know previously when we talked, you know, the night before we talked last time, 40 cars on Oxford had their windows smashed in. I think two nights ago, another 15 to 20 cars had their windows smashed in. And it's not even clear whether or not this is that's the purpose, right? Whether the whole point is just vandalism or if it's theft. So what it sounds like Mayor Evans is doing is kind of redirecting the focus and the prioritization of these types of crimes. Previously, when you would call, you would maybe be directed to call 311 rather than 911. And Mayor Evans is now making these an officer response call. So that means that if you call 911, someone is a uniformed officer is going to come, show up, respond to that call, take the report. And it sounds like the police department, along with the mayor's office, have really, you know, decided that this is completely out of control and it needs a little bit more special attention than what was previously happening.
Yeah. And the whole, I think the frustration people are facing, like you said, including myself, after the break-in, if you did call 911, the first thing they tell you is this is not an emergency.
Yeah.
You need to call 311. And by the way, when you did call 311 and file that report, what happens to it? It's just kept on file?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incident report that's generated. And so obviously they would like and hope to be able to follow up on that, to close that case out, to find a suspect. But in these types of crimes, it's often highly unlikely that they're going to find anybody.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these parking lots have surveillance cameras, including mine. And, you know, the theft that took place in my lot took place twice in less than 3 months. And yes, they are on camera, but what can you really do with that footage? Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, unless there's a clear picture of an individual's face, it's going to be really hard for the police to follow up on that. However, that being said, the Rochester Police Department is using facial recognition technology in cases at this point. So there is essentially some software that they can run an image through. And if that image, if that individual has, for example, a prior arrest on record and a mugshot, then the biometric data from their face can be used to identify them. It's it's interesting software. It's was currently used in a homicide that I'm working on. So as a defense counsel, of course, I had a million questions right. about the reliability of it and the bias associated with it. But it's actually rather impressive technology.
Where is that technology?
That's utilized through the Monroe County Crime Lab, like not the lab, rather, but the analysis center. So those folks have software and they have access to that software. And if there's a clear image of an individual's face, they can then run it through that program.
So, Sarah, what is to come and what is to be expected for these people who are living in fear constantly, going to bed at night thinking, is my car going to be there in one piece when I wake up in the morning?
Yeah. You know, the last couple of weekends, Sarah, I sat guard at my window like I'm neighborhood watch.
Yeah, fully.
Just because
he can do anything, truly.
I just have anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a helpless feeling, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And when you feel hopeless and helpless, then it becomes really frustrating. You know, I wish I could say that there was going to be some perfect answer to this, but I don't know that there is. The mayor's office is doing what I think is probably appropriate at this juncture, which is sort of creating like a mini task force. They are assigning a detective to be overseeing all of these investigations. And so if you've got one individual who's sort of singular focus is then focusing on these crimes and trying to reduce or identify who's perpetrating these crimes. It's better than nothing, right? So at this point, I think, you know, they've acknowledged, at least the government's acknowledged, that this is a significant problem, that it's not getting better, that it seems to be getting worse, and using targeted efforts to try to resolve some of this.
Well, it's a small step, but the fact that if you do call 911, them sending out an officer instead of directing you to 311, I mean, that's, you know, that in itself is good news. There was a story this morning in the news about license plate readers, LPR technology. Yep. And that's exactly what helped catch those three teens in Greece this past Saturday when they stole those two Hyundais, led in a crash, and then there was a foot chase. Do you know a lot about the license plate readers? Are those cameras implemented in the parking lots at Eastview Mall? Is that the same thing?
Know if they have that technology available to sources outside of the government.
Sure.
Certainly, they're equipped on many state trooper cars. I believe that Monroe County Sheriff have some of them. I don't know how it works. I couldn't tell you the actual technical aspects
right.
behind it. But it does read the license plate and then comes back to the DMV with a bunch of information, who the registered owner of that vehicle is. If the license plate is stolen, right, if it's on the wrong vehicle, if the vehicle's stolen, and potentially, you know, whether the registration has lapsed or is expired, suspended, et cetera. So
those three teens were issued appearance tickets.
Sounds right.
Yeah, right. But you doing what you do as a criminal defense attorney, how many times have you seen in situations where they were given an appearance ticket, it never showed up to court?
You know, that's actually an interesting question. The return rate to court is not bad, actually. We
really?
Don't have a lot of people who get an appearance ticket and then just completely blow it off and ignore it. You know, of course, that happens occasionally. But once they can get into an initial court appearance, often the Pretrial Services Corporation is an organization that helps specifically with making sure that people return to court. So if you get into the court, you're going to get a text message before every court appearance, a letter to your home, your last address. So there's really not as much kind of jumping bail,
right.
if that's what you want to call it, or not, failures to appear.
Right. But as far as getting an appearance ticket and going before the judge, what are the repercussions?
If you don't do that, you could have an arrest warrant issued for you and ultimately be picked up. The initial bail reform that we have has reduced the number of people who are being held pending the prosecution of their cases. A lot of people, there was pretty significant inequity when you're talking about class distinctions and people who were from lower socioeconomic crimes or families were sitting in jail for really, really, really long periods of time.
Sure.
Particularly for nonviolent crime, right?
Right.
So while this is certainly difficult and problematic, you know, I think ultimately, if you're in the court system, you're going to be dealt with. If you're a juvenile, you're going to be dealt with through the family court system. So those are teenagers. But what we're talking about with the car damaging and the vandalism is likely criminal mischief. Some of that damage can rise to the level of felony level offenses. So it depends on, depends on the extent of the damage.
Sarah, thanks for shedding some light on this morning. We love when we have you on with us. We really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Happy to do it anytime, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Sarah Wesley, criminal defense attorney in Rochester. Thank you, Sarah. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's Peaks by Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98KXY.
Let's talk drug bust, shall we? Huge drug bust over the weekend. 9 individuals were arrested after police found hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, nearly 4 pounds of cocaine, 9 grams of fentanyl, and a dozen firearms during a drug raid in Rochester and Greece this past week. Rochester Police Chief David Smith said the arrest came after an ongoing investigation by the department's narcotic squad and special investigators, including members of SWAT. And this has been going on for quite some time, and warrants were issued on January 29th. Police seized $177,000 in cash, along with drugs and guns, which mostly were loaded. Also found body armor, ammunition, and drug sale equipment as well. There was also a loaded AK-47 and rifle there as well. So, what did Mayor Malik Evans have to say about it? To have that level of firepower is nuts, says Mayor Malik Evans.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Extremely disappointed. It's crazy, and it really boggles the mind, direct quotes from Mayor Malik Evans. So
just a wave of disappointment on his
head. So much disappointment. So I dare say I'm also disappointed as well. The police did not reveal what locations were targeted in said drug bust, but a lot of felonies will be going out to these 9 individuals.
A lot happening this past weekend in Greece alone. What's going on in my old stomping grounds?
Yeah.
What's happening in Greece?
They leave and you leave and it all goes to the dog.
Who are these people? Did they graduate from Greece schools?
I don't know. I would read their names, but we don't have time. It's 9 of them. It's a lot.
9 of them. Well, they probably went to Arcadia then.
And that's Breezy's big drug bust on PXY.
Friday on the show, Breezy called her girlfriend live on the air to make a confession. Tears were shed, mostly on Breezy's part. But we're going to get a follow-up of what happened this weekend with Breezy and her girlfriend. Play you a clip of that confession, if you missed it, coming up next on the show. But also, we would love to know what the repercussions are when it comes to identity theft.
Oh, dear.
585-252-9800.
I thought I was in the clear. Not you bringing it back up.
Because if anyone in this building is going to prison, it's most likely going to be you.
Yeah.
I'm looking right at you. That's coming up next on PXY.
It's the easiest way to win.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Friday on the show, Breezy called her girlfriend live on the air and made a confession about something she did. And it was a very emotional call for Breezy.
I was absolutely losing my mind.
A lot of tears were shed. Here's a clip of some of the call from this past Friday. If you missed it, take a listen.
I'm panicking, so...
I'm so confused right now.
You should be.
So... Why am I crying?
What are you getting all emotional for? Just come out and say it.
Okay. I really screwed up. And I don't want you to be mad.
The drama.
Please don't be mad. You know how we've been like super into like our fitness goals? The trembling.
Yeah.
So yesterday. The trembling voice.
I don't know why you're so emotional.
Yesterday, I was put in a very compromising position, and I was cornered by the manager, and they made me take a picture on your account.
I had a feeling that was going to happen sometime soon.
Right. Okay. So this was not as big of a deal as Breezy made it out to be. And if you missed it, what had happened was Breezy was pretty much using her girlfriend's gym membership,
yeah.
But there's no photo attached to her membership.
Yeah.
So Breezy kept going in and out to her convenience. They finally cornered her and was like, hey, we need your picture on file.
We need your picture.
So now under Breezy's girlfriend's membership is a picture of Breezy. And now the biggest concern you had is identity theft.
No, for sure.
Like, and you truly have been losing sleep over it.
I feel like I could definitely go to jail for identity theft if I were to get caught. So I'm not going to reveal where I'm doing this because, you know, I'm still going. I still ran on the treadmill yesterday. I still was getting after it.
It's fraud.
Yeah.
That's what I have no idea how that works. But if someone listening can help us out with that, 585-252-9800, what are the repercussions for Breezy stealing her girlfriend's identity? I can only assume that this could be placed under the umbrella of identity theft. And I would love to know what the consequences are.
If there's any cops or detectives listening right now.
Criminal law. How did things go with your girlfriend over the weekend?
You know, it was fine. She was just like, I can't believe you put me on the spot like that. And I was like, what? I can't hear you over the treadmill. I'm at the gym right now.
You went back to the gym this weekend?
I did. I was there. Yeah. I was getting after it.
You went back to the same place?
Of course.
Of course you did.
I mean, my picture's attached. Why wouldn't I?
How does she feel about that? She doesn't care.
She's like, whatever. You do at this point. Why don't you just pay me at this point?
I think a lot of people were upset on Friday because the words that came out of your mouth was the reason I'm doing this and using your membership is because I can't afford my own, which is such crap because you really are so cheap.
I'm saving for a house. Relax. I don't have the pennies to be thrown around.
Right.
You know?
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
It's Wavy Davey.
Oh, jeez. This guy.
Wavy Davey. What's up, man? I asked someone in criminal law to call us. We get Wavy Davey, who works in sanitation, but...
Yeah, what do you...
Hand.
Close enough. What's up, man?
So, I was out to dinner this weekend with some friends.
Yeah.
A few of them who work in the field of law, we'll say. And we were talking about the city and, you know, like, how they put so much money into it and how... with housing and restaurants and bars, but kind of things that overshadow what is kind of is crime. We were talking about like the shootings. I guess one of the restaurants, somebody used a false credit card over the weekend to pay for a meal, which is identity theft.
Sure.
Car break-ins, which is like what you guys are talking, you know, you guys are victims of.
Sure.
So we got talking and we brought up like, you know, the different levels of identity theft and whatnot. Well, one of the girls that was with us, she's an attorney. She used to be an area manager for a fitness company that's no longer here in town.
Okay. this is all so convenient.
She was a regional manager.
Okay.
And I had brought up, like, you know, hey, my buddy's friend did this. Like, is that really a big deal? And what she said was that these health clubs lose millions of dollars a year to a scam, which is they call twinning.
Twinning?
Where two people use one membership.
Like Netflix?
Yeah. And they take it seriously because they lose millions of dollars. Like Wegmans. Like you can go to Wegmans. Wegmans doesn't care if you steal a steak or you steal a gumball. Like Wegmans prosecutes.
Right.
They're like, and you know, I was like, well, how do they know? Like her picture isn't on there. And then I remember that Breezy had her picture taken.
Yeah, they cornered her at the gym and made her take it. And now her picture is attached to her girlfriend's membership.
Yeah.
So what they said was they did that purposely to build a case so they can have proof.
Shut up! You're lying.
To build a case against Breezy.
You're lying.
I hope to God that's the true story.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the other part. The person that gave them the idea, they called an instrument, right? Like your license is an identification instrument. The person that gave her girlfriend, they gave her the ID, is also culpable in
the
scam.
We're both going to jail?
So.
Well, how is that? Why is that?
Identity theft, because it's identity theft. And it's identity theft, and it's also what's called theft of services. So you're not only are you stealing somebody's identity, but you're stealing their identity and then you're using a service provided by the ID is the way that they explained it.
Why do you know all of this?
He was bumping elbows with a lawyer.
Were you taking notes, though?
Well, it was, yeah, a pretty good memory.
He was ready to call in.
And they said that, you know, they take it seriously because they lose millions of dollars a year throughout the country for this scam that's called twinning.
Wow.
Okay. Well, her membership is $10 a month. I don't know what. How, if this is going to hold up in the court of law, I have no idea.
Well, like I said, you know, the way
they're building a case.
It was because, you know, just like Wegmans, they will if they're going to press charges, they're going to press charges. They're going to go the whole way. It might go to court, and you might not do anything but pay a $100 fee, and then they revoke the membership. But it does go on your record as identity theft.
What can Breezy do at this point to protect herself?
She said, just get ahead of it and get an attorney in case they come
after
her.
What? Are you kidding me?
In New York State, identity theft is three and a half to 5 years, and if it's culpability with somebody else, if there's somebody else in on the scam, it's punishable by 5 to 8 years.
But who am I supposed to do the show with if she gets 5 years?
I'll come in.
No, thank you.
No, we're so good, baby. Thank you so much. Wait, no, I can do the show live from jail.
We'll go ahead. I'm sure we can make that happen.
What?
You should be concerned. It doesn't sound like Wavy Davey's joking here. You're very knowledgeable on this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys. Breezy, it's been nice knowing you. Hopefully things work out, and we'll send you letters to prison.
You need to have a lawyer on retainer or something like that.
I do. Wait, okay. Yeah. All right, Wavy Davey, thank you so much.
Hey, you're thanks welcome. For the call, man. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
I really thought this was going to be a better Monday than last Monday. It doesn't seem like that's the case. So if I do go to jail for identity theft, which, I mean, he says they're building a case.
Right. I still have a lot of questions.
I don't even know if this establishment knows that they're a fitness facility, but okay. what? A girl just... This seems really dramatic. A girl can't just, like, want to better herself, you know? There's a lot worse things that I could be doing.
There you have in college.
True.
They didn't call you Snow White for a reason.
True, true, true. So, I don't know. Where do I go from here? Well, I think my main concern is, like,
I need
I'll
you to
go
know,
to jail, whatever, but, like, my girlfriend, that's where I draw the line. She can't survive in prison.
All right, we got a couple people texting in right now that says, I think you're going to be okay.
But.
One guy's like, I agree with Wavy Davey. They probably are putting a case together against Breezy. Oh, yeah, really, for a $10 a month membership, I think you're going to be okay.
The thing about it is, and you know me, Mrs. Optimistic, I'm trying to look on the bright side here.
Yeah.
If I do go to jail.
Right.
No rent for 8 years. I have all my meals paid for.
Free meals.
I don't have to worry about buying a house.
It's definitely coming out of my paycheck and taxes.
You do owe me, so makes sense.
98 PXY.